Amen. And please be seated. We have a few moments now to focus upon Scripture this morning. And I have to say, as we get underway, if you have trouble believing the Easter story, that is understandable. You might actually find yourself in good company. This morning, our Bible passage features a number of people who thought the resurrection story was, get this, nonsense. If you have your Bible with you or a Bible app, I invite you to join me in Luke chapter 24. We're going to be looking this morning at verses 1 through 12. Luke 24, verses 1 through 12. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Please pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, we give you praise and thanks for our chance to be gathered together today in worship. On a day like this, we focus on the joy of resurrection. We think of the life and ministry of Jesus, all that he accomplished and all that he taught. But it was his resurrection, his conquering over death, that gives us hope in each brand new day. And so, even in these next few moments, as we focus on this beautiful Easter story, give each of us eyes to see just what you want us to see in this story. Give us hearts that are soft and ready to receive whatever you choose to reveal. And give us conviction that's strong, that we might apply what we see and understand to the way we live every day. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's take just a couple minutes this morning to unpack this very familiar story. It's actually part of a much bigger story, the story of Jesus' entire life. At the age of 30, he entered into public ministry and spent 3 years teaching about the kingdom of God, developing followers who we also taught the same lessons to, and healing many along the way. But then comes Holy Week, Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem, an intimate dinner he spent on Thursday night with his disciples, teaching them about love and being known for love, gently washing their feet, and gifting his disciples and the church the communion meal. A painful prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane as Jesus wrestled with what he knew was coming next. His arrest, his trial, his crucifixion. He was buried on a Friday, but his body wasn't properly prepared because Saturday was the Sabbath. Our story picks up there. It's the first day of the week. And while we might say that Monday is the first day of the week for them, it was Sunday. And so on that first day of the week, early in the morning, they head out to the tomb. They want to ensure that Jesus received the proper burial. Spices were brought for anointing and embalming his body. After the terror of Friday and the emptiness of Saturday, this was something they could do to express their love for Jesus. But the day would go very differently than they had planned. When they arrived, the stone was rolled away from the tomb. No one was expecting this. It wasn't necessarily miraculous that the stone was pushed away, but it was definitely unexpected. They enter the tomb and find that Jesus' body isn't where they left it. And interestingly, they don't panic. They simply wonder at what has happened. While they're in the midst of their wondering, two angels appear beside them. They're described as men in clothes that gleam like lightning. Now the women are afraid. They bow down with their faces to the ground, and these angels had a question, a message, and a reminder for the women this morning. Their question, why do you look for the living among the dead? Their message, he is not here. He is risen. Their reminder, remember, he told you that this was the way it was going to happen. And then beautifully in verse 8, we're told, then they remembered Jesus' words. Only in that moment did these women remember that Jesus had told them this is exactly the way it was going to happen. And this changes everything. I imagine the despair and emptiness of Friday and Saturday were immediately swept away for these women. And I'm sure they ran back to share the news. The text doesn't say this, but it's the only logical way to return with news that is this good. Verses 9 and 10 explain that these women told the disciples and everyone else who was there everything that they had experienced. Imagine for a moment the joyful response. Can't you just imagine the amazing celebration at hearing this news? Only they didn't celebrate. If you look at verse 11, you see they did not believe. Why? Because it seemed like nonsense. Now let's get this straight. These women are not unknown to them. These women are part of them. They are followers of Jesus, just like the disciples and the others who were gathered there. And so the disciples knew they were heading out to the tomb that morning. They knew what they were heading there to do. And so the women go there. They find the stone rolled away. They find that Jesus' body is not where they'd seen it. They encounter these angels who tell them not to be afraid and remind them of what Jesus said and tell them that he is risen from the grave. The women run back to their people, to their community, and they say, this is the best news ever. And their community does not believe them because they think it's nonsense. It wasn't that they didn't know these women. It wasn't that they didn't trust these women. What the women were saying simply seemed impossible. It seemed too good to be true. The dead stay dead, right? Have you ever had a hard time believing good news? Somebody shared something with you and you so want to trust and believe what they've shared with you, but it seems too good to be true. You do not have ears to hear it. You may be sitting here in this sanctuary this morning and feeling just that, hearing this ancient story of resurrection and thinking, that's a great story. We've heard it 100 times, but how can it be true? Not having ears to be able to really hear the story and embrace its reality. I want to say to you this morning, the power of the story that we talk about on Easter Sunday, and really every Sunday when we worship, isn't just in the event itself, isn't in the reality it describes, but its power comes in each new day for us. Because when we believe and trust that Jesus rose from the grave, just as he said, conquering over death, what that does for us, it gives us hope in this day, in this world, the world that we are all swimming through now, a world that terrifies us at times when we watch the news or when we see the events that are transpiring in each new day, we can think of the power of resurrection and find hope and find joy and find peace and find purpose in each one of our new days, because what he said was true. He is not here. He is risen. That is the power of resurrection, the reminder that God is in the transformation business, and he didn't stop on the day that he raised Jesus from the grave. He continues to raise us. He continues to transform us, and his hope and his power and his peace and his presence, they await us in each new day because of the life that we celebrate on a day like this. If we look ahead to verse 34 in our text, we see that Jesus eventually makes an appearance to the rest of this crowd, and we're told that they declare, it is true. The Lord has risen. How do we hear this news today? If we have trouble believing the Easter story, we're in good company because even Jesus' disciples did. But they soon believed after. They soon grew to trust and to believe that it's news that is not too good to be true, but instead news to be believed in each new day because he is risen. Lord God, we thank you that you are risen. We thank you that your resurrection is not just an historical event. We thank you that it's not just part of church lore. We thank you that its power extends through to and beyond today. Help us in the midst of our worship today, and help us as we move out into our ordinary lives after this morning's worship to remember that your power and your presence, they go with us everywhere we go. And that the same power that raised Jesus from the grave is at work inside of us as we trust and follow you. Give us your power. Give us your peace. Make us aware of your presence as we celebrate today your resurrection. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.